On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show featuring... Featuring me, Mark in California, and...
Danny in Delaware.
Yes, the only bi-coastal rock trivia show podcast on planet Earth.
That's right, bi-coastal.
Bi-coastal.
That we go both ways.
Yes.
Whoa.
Hey.
Oh. There's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. But anyway, we've been doing this for 10, 11 years now, and we're going to keep going until we drop dead.
Drop dead. We'll probably do one at whoever drops dead first, we'll do a podcast from the funeral.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I'm probably going to go first as I'm the older one, and you're going to ask me a question and put the mic by my body.
Anything? No?
Stumped?
No response at all, huh?
Stumped? Okay.
I got you so good.
Yeah, you're going to lose this one, Mark. Okay. All right. And once again, the podcast is sponsored by our Spotify playlist. Go ahead and check the show notes. I put the links there for all of them. So if you guys are interested in free playlist, it's there. And now, time for Rapid Fire.
Pounding the world like a battering ram. Okay.
All right. Question one for Danny. Remember, everybody, play along at home, in your car, in the basement, wherever you are.
See if you can get 6 out of 6, because we never do.
Good luck. I wrote these questions 25 minutes ago because I was rushed. But that's okay. That's a story for another time.
Had the slight modification to the schedule today, but...
Right. We were supposed to have some special guests, and they came up sick, so we're going to save those questions for maybe the next podcast.
Next time.
Here we go. Question one. What do these bands have in common?
Oh, boy.
The Ramones, Molly Hatchet, and Motorhead.
They both have M's in the name.
Incorrect. I need something a little more specific about the band members.
The Ramones, Molly Hatchet, and Motorhead.
Correct.
Good Lord. They're not from the same location at all. So you said it's about the members.
Yes.
They have a name, Johnny, in the band.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
The correct answer is all the original members of these bands are dead.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I mean,
all of Molly Hatchet's dead?
Yeah, I'm going to go through these guys. I mean, we all know the Motorhead guys are dead, the originals.
Yeah.
All the four original Ramones are dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over these guys. Okay, there were six guys in Molly Hatchet. Danny Joe Brown vocals died in 2005. Dave Hulubeck died in 2017. The other guitar player, 2020. Dwayne Rowland, 2006. Banner Thomas on bass, 2017. Bruce Crump, drums, dead, 2015. And replacement members, guy, the second vocalist died, Jimmy Farrar, 2018. And the second bass player, the replacement, he died in 2014. So that's eight guys, the original, well, not the original six plus two replacement guys, dead, Molly Hatchet.
All right, so don't be in Molly Hatchet.
Yep. They're traveling with, flirting with disaster, huh? And they lost.
Wow. Okay. That was a good one.
Yeah, what a bummer start to the show there, though.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
I know.
Jeez. Well, speaking of almost dead.
All right.
My question's about the Rolling Stones.
Okay. Horton.
Who, two of the guys are turning 80 this year, or have turned 80.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mick and Keith, both 80, but whatever. So they just have a new album released. What number studio album is that for them?
Good Lord, I have no freaking clue. I'm going to say 32.
Oh, you're off by one.
Really?
Oh, it was 31.
Oh, my God. Okay, I was close.
31st album. That's unbelievable.
What's unbelievable is the Rolling Stones have more, or the original Rolling Stones have more members alive than Molly Hatchet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Jeez. Yeah, 31 albums. Yeah, unbelievable.
I was close. Okay. Yeah. Question number two about one of your favorite bands.
Yes.
Van Halen.
Bring it on.
Out of the original six Roth Van Halen albums, the first six, which one in the United States had the lowest chart number? Not necessarily the least selling, but it charted the lowest out of
charted
all six.
The lowest. Well, it's definitely not, I can't say it's number, definitely, but I don't think it's number one. It could be two, could be Women and Children First. Fair Warning, Diver Down, no, that had some hits. In 84, definitely had some hits. I'm going to say Women and Children First.
You'd be incorrect.
Dang it.
And here's a hint. The one that charted the lowest is one of, there's two of them are Diamond, 10 million and more. It's one of them.
Really?
Yeah. So the album two. That's the lowest charting went on to sell over 10 million.
Well, my guess would be 1 and 84 sold the most.
Correct.
The chart of the low, I'm going to say number one.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, the first Van Halen album stalled at 19. Van Halen,
wow.
Van Halen 2 was 6. Women and Children First was 6. Fair Warning was 5. Diver Down was 3. And 1984 was 2. They didn't have their first number one till Hagar joined the band.
Right.
But
wow.
But amazing.
But that, all of his went number one, right? All four of his went number one.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And Fair Warning went to 5, and that was the lowest selling of the group, even though it's probably one of my favorites.
Oh, man.
In that.
Yeah.
And I guess
yeah. From the David Lee Roth era, that's probably my favorite, just because the guitar playing just stepped up a notch. And a notch in Van Halen terms is huge. I mean, there's so many innovations on that album. It's crazy.
Yeah. But
after number one, after the first album, though,
I think that
set the benchmark, and then Fair Warning set another benchmark, and just crazy.
Yeah, and I think the deal with the debut album, as I think they went on to the second one came out, I think people kept buying it. Every time a Van Halen put an album out, everybody went back and said, this band is great. Everybody just kept buying the debut.
Yeah.
It just kept
going. That's why it sold so many,
yeah.
But never charted. Yeah. Makes sense?
Yep. There you go.
All right. Good one. All right. So I'm going to give you a list. I'm going to keep it down to 5. I had 6, but I think the 6th one I have is pretty obvious. Give you a list of 5 bands and tell you, you tell me which band was formed first.
Oh, I hate these.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are hard because I was like, what, really? Okay. So we have Accept.
Okay.
Anvil.
Uh-huh.
Angel.
All right.
Def Leppard. And Diamond Head.
Now, is this when they were formed or when their first album came out?
This is when they were formed. They're all in the mid to late 70s.
That's not true.
That is true.
I'm going to say Angel.
That is correct. They were formed in 75 in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I was going to add Crocus in there, but that's kind of obvious that they were earlier. They were 74.
Well, a lot of people don't think that. They think the the Starace's first album is when Crocus came out, but they had three albums prior to that.
Right.
That never. Right. That they're awful too. Chris Van Roar sings lead on those. Oof.
Yeah. Shouldn't.
Not worth revisiting.
So Angel was formed in 75, Diamond Head in 76, and Accept was formed in 76. Def Leppard was formed in 77.
Okay.
And Anvil was formed in 78.
Yeah. The one that's kind of surprising is Diamond Head. Because we really didn't hear about Diamond Head in probably to what, 79, 80? That's when
something like that.
Yeah.
But we heard of them because they were influences of other bands that we liked, and then we'd go back and check them out. And we're like, oh, okay. But they had two or three albums by then.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff was they had singles and EPs. But once they got to finally albums came out, they weren't very good.
Yeah.
Everything was good prior to that, and they got major label, and yeah, not worth it.
Yeah, they probably had some record label input and thought, nah.
Yeah, just didn't. Yeah. We thought they were going to be big and didn't work out. All right. Question number three. How many U.S. number one singles does Journey have?
Whoa. U.S. number one singles.
Yep.
Man, that's hard to say. Oof. I'm going to guess five.
Incorrect.
Duh.
The answer, zero.
What?
Zero. I have a list of all the songs that all their singles that charted. They got to number two, Open Arms.
Wow.
But you'd think, I mean, like Don't Stop Believing. Nope, number nine. I mean, any song you name, I can tell you what it charted at. But
yeah, Don't Stop Believing. I mean, that's got a huge resurgence.
Yeah.
You know, everybody plays it as their like anthem or whatever you want to call it. But how about so Open Arms was number two.
Yeah, that's their biggest.
Wow.
And the second one, that's the second biggest, you'd be surprised at.
Probably not Line of Fire.
No.
I love, that's one of my favorite songs, and Escape is another favorite, but that, I don't even think that was a single.
I think Line of Fire, I think Steve Perry mentioned that he hates that song. And I'm like, I love that song.
Yeah.
It's like the one he named in an interview that he hates, Line of Fire.
That's stupid.
Yeah. the second biggest single they had, Who's Crying Now?
Okay.
Which was number four.
Yeah. But, yeah. Wow. Okay.
They had a lot of singles, but yeah.
How about Love and Touch and Squeezing?
That would be 16.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, they were more of a, I mean, yeah, we knew them from their videos later on, but they were more of a FM rock band.
Yeah.
Until Escape, once Escape hit.
Yeah, then they blew up.
Yep. And yep. Separate Nuts. Ways was eight. It's like, okay.
Wow.
Here's one that's a
surprise. How about Any Way You Want It?
Any Way You Want It.
That was huge.
23.
Wow. Okay.
Here's one that went higher. Suzanne, 17. What? Suzanne. A song I don't even remember.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, with number 17 in 1986. It was on Raised on Radio. Yeah, see? You don't remember.
I have no clue of that song.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm sure if I heard it, I'd go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I look at the list and, yeah, okay. I know all these except for Suzanne.
Wow, okay.
Here's one I hate. Walks Like a Lady, 32. Yeah. I hate that song.
Yeah, it's just a slow groove.
Yeah, not a big fan.
No.
All right, Still They Ride, 19. Great song.
Oh, that's an awesome song. I'm not surprised that didn't chart high, because that's just a great song, but I don't see it being very, very AOR.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, here we go. Question number three for you. Let's see, you're one for two.
Okay.
Yep. I think I'm what? One for three? Did I get any right? I don't think so.
You got zero for three. I've already won.
Damn. All right. Well, never mind then. I won't even read you the question.
Come on.
Nah, question, because it's part of the bit. All right. Here we go. Who was the very first guitarist hired by Ozzy and Sharon after Randy died?
Bernie Torme.
Nope.
Wait. It's Bernie Torme.
Nope.
He's the one
was hired by Sharon's father. Sharon and Ozzy actually hired somebody else.
Really?
Yep.
Mark Torin?
No.
Gary Moore?
No.
Who?
Is the bass player's brother.
Really?
Robert Sarzo, yep.
I did not.
He was first hired, but then Sharon's dad, because since he was with the record label, Jet Records, he hired Bernie Torme.
Huh.
Yep.
Bernie Torme is one of those guys in history that he never quite made it. He was in Gillen, and then he was almost in Ozzy for a couple of shows.
Wasn't he with Whitesnake?
No, he's close.
That's Mel
Galley.
Mel Galley, yeah. Not Mel Torme.
Mel Torme, yeah. And then he was in a band with Phil Lewis a couple of times, and it just never – he was almost there, but never quite made it. I guess being in a band with Ian Gillan was the closest he got. But.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a bummer.
I did not know.
But, yeah, Robert Sarzo was the very first hire. Never did any shows, but he was actually hired by them first.
Yeah, I saw him in Hurricane. He was awesome.
Yeah.
But, Gary, they wanted Gary Moore, and Gary Moore said no because he couldn't deal with the drug taking. Even though he's friends with Ozzy, he didn't want to be around it. Being after the Phil Lynott debacle, he didn't want to deal with another drug addict. So.
Yeah, I bet.
I get it.
Man, I can't imagine Gary playing Ozzy songs.
Well, he does one. There's one song together. You remember?
What is that?
Lead Clones.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Ozzy.
Lead Clones. I don't know. Yep.
Yeah, that's the only time.
Okay, that's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, you were 1-for-3. I was 0-for-3. I wonder if anybody was 6-for-6.
There's got to be somebody out there in podcast land.
Somebody.
Maybe Charlotte.
Somebody smarter than us.
Yeah, maybe Charlotte would be 6-for-6.
Yeah, let's see if Charlotte got any of these. She might.
Yeah, that's Danny's granddaughter, and she might be in the show next time, so we'll see.
We'll see. We'll hopefully get them on.
We'll try.
Yep.
We tried last time, but things happen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with intellectual poetry.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for a bit we call intellectual poetry, where we read some lyrics without any melody, rhythm, anything like that, and we try to figure out the artist and the name of the song. So I think I got a pretty good one for you. I know I haven't done this one before.
That we think we can remember.
Yeah, we may have done it. It's been 240-something shows, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so here we go. You know your mama and your daddy saying, I'm no good for you. They call me dirty from the alley till I don't know what to do. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawled past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it.
God, that sounds familiar. Deep Purple.
No. No, and I don't really think that's very close.
No, the back door thing is what I gravitated. Yeah. Knocking on my back door.
Knocking on my back door.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's not the Deep Purple song, but I get where you're coming from on that.
Okay.
All right, second verse. Later I tried to call you. Your mama told me you weren't there. She told me don't bother to call again unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawled past the garbage, and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. Any idea?
God, that sounds familiar. Quiet Riot.
No, this is from 1970.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. I could read the third verse, but it's exactly the same as the second verse. So
you might have to go to the chorus, huh?
Oh, well, that's just reading the name of the song at that point.
Well, is there anything left?
Nope, that's it.
Well, then we have to go with the chorus. I might not.
All right, okay. The chorus. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad.
That's from 1970?
1970.
Didn't Dweezil Zappa do that song?
He covered it.
And so I didn't know it was a cover. I'm going to guess it's Frank Zappa.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, that's a Frank Zappa song and the Mothers of Invention. But it was from 1970 on the EP. There was only two songs on this EP. Weasels Ripped My Flesh.
Okay, why is it an EP if it's two songs? Wouldn't that be a single, an A-side and a B-side?
I guess, but that's what it said.
Well, Frank marched to his own drummer, so I get it.
Yeah. Oh, the song is so weird. It is so weird.
Yeah, his music is bizarre to me. It just it's out there, but it's got its fans, but yeah, it's like avant-garde jazz, metal, anything you want to throw in there. The guy was a terrific musician, but he was off his rocker.
Well, his band was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, amazing musicians, but they're kind of like a jazz band. They could play anything.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Vai was in that band, for God's sake, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, well, my song is a total exact opposite of that song, I think. All right, it's something you've heard before, for sure. I'm going to skip the choruses because the chorus gives it away.
That makes sense.
All right, so ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy. I don't need no toy. I took a stick and an old coffee can, and I'll bang on that thing till I got blisters on my hand. What do you think?
Is that I don't want to work, I want to bang on this drum all day?
It is. Who does it?
That is the Carmine Appice.
Incorrect. Your first hint is it came out in 1982, and I believe this guy just went in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, crap. Who does that song? Is the Vinny Appice.
Incorrect. Should I give you another hint?
Shoot.
This guy's been on, you know that song Daryl Hall and that TV show that Daryl Hall has?
Yeah. Daryl Hall's Garage or something.
Something like that. It just came back on YouTube again. I think they did six more shows. But this guy, it's a solo artist, was on, and they went to Hawaii to record at his house.
To record at his house.
And he is the stepfather of Liv Tyler. Not the biological father, the stepfather of Liv Tyler.
Man, I know the song.
I'll give you one of his hits. Hello, it's me. I've been away.
Todd Rundgren.
Correct.
Yes.
Woo.
Woo. Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah. I don't know if I've done that song before, but it was.
No.
You can see why I picked it.
Yeah.
So I originally picked that for an eight-year-old girl?
Seven.
Seven-year-old girl to do, so I have to find another song for her to do. And when she comes on this show, hopefully in the next few shows, so. All right. So Todd Rundgren, bang on. I hate that song, too. Oof. I don't want to work.
My band played it a few times because I think I brought it in just because the bass line's so cool. But it's just bass and drums the whole time, so yeah. We didn't play it very often because the other guys weren't into it, I guess.
Yeah, and I thought the song was bigger than, because I hear it quite, I guess you hear it at weddings a lot or whatever at parties, but the song only got up to number 63 on the charts, so it didn't do that great.
Yeah, it's a party song. It's not a real popular song, but
yeah,
whatever.
Okay, so we're
done. All right.
We're done with that bit, so we have one more left. What should we do?
Let's do a bit of 6 and 30.
You got it.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for 6 and 30, where we take 5-second clips of 6 songs and we smash them all together, and you have to guess the name of the artist who does these songs. And sometimes they're super easy, or they can be ridiculously hard, which is what Danny tortured me last show. So I think I'm going to get Danny back on this show. But I don't even think mine are as hard as the ones he gave me. But you never know. He's definitely he's familiar with.
You want me to go first?
I do want you to go first. So here's your hint. All right. These are all cover songs. They're all Beatles songs. They're all Beatles covers.
Oh, good Lord. There's millions of covers. Oh, jeez.
So these are bands. Okay, I can tell you that these bands, most of them are from the 60s and 70s covering Beatles songs.
Okay, jeez.
So it's not going to be easy.
No. Okay, let's listen to this.
Okay. Familiar with any of those songs?
Yeah. I mean, I know all the songs, the Beatles songs, but some of them I do know that I've heard before.
All these bands you have heard of.
And one in six, though. Jeez, I have no... They don't even sound...
And I can tell you, 5 of the 6 bands are still active.
Jeez.
So they've been around a long time. These are basically legendary bands or artists.
Okay.
Only one of them isn't around anymore.
All right, let's hear this again.
All right. Damn.
Wow. Okay. I have guesses.
Okay. Well, yeah. Some of them I think the first one is the most obvious in terms of the artists, the way they sound. So we'll see what you get. See what you say.
Yeah. I'm think, is that Saga?
That is correct.
Yes.
Off of, The Pain in the Prince, something like that. 1997.
Yeah, that guy's his voice is pretty distinctive.
Yeah, that's the most obvious one, I think.
The next one I think I've heard, is that Deep Purple?
Wow, 2 for 2,
oof,
bastard! Yeah, I was so surprised. I didn't know, because I looked up Beatles covers, and there's well over 400. And I looked up
easy,
and I went Deep Purple. It's like off 1968, like off their second album, like. Are you kidding me? Deep Purple covered the Beatles in the 60s? Sure enough.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The next one, I know that's Journey.
3 for 3. You suck, Danny. I hate you. I thought this was going to be harder. Okay.
The fourth one, is it Warrant?
It is not Warrant. This one's surprising, too. It's on the State of Shock album.
Ted Nugent?
Correct. It's Ted Nugent.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That was a shock to me, too.
Wow.
The Journey one was a shock to me. I didn't know they covered the Beatles.
Yeah, I had heard that one before.
Yeah.
Just like I've heard the next one, Sticks.
Sticks. Damn it. 4 for 5. I thought this was going to be harder. Damn.
Well, I'm a Beatles fan. I like these covered songs, but... The next one, no clue.
No clue. Yeah, this
no
one,
idea.
This is the hardest one of them all. This is the only band that's not active anymore.
Oh, okay, great.
All the other ones are.
70s
band. Disbanded, I believe, in the early 80s, and the lead singer's been long gone, but he's revered.
Traffic.
You're close. Humble Pie.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't even know this Rain song. It's a B-side of Paperback Writer.
Oh, Rain is great.
Yeah, I didn't.
Such a good song.
I didn't know. I didn't know I Want to Tell You. I didn't know It's All Too Much. I didn't know those songs at all.
Wow, not even the Beatles versions?
No.
Wow. They're
like, I mean, one is on Yellow Submarine and one's on Revolver, but they're deep cuts, and I think those two are George Harrison compositions. So.
Which ones I Want to Tell You is, and what was the other?
It's All Too Much. It's another George Harrison song.
Yeah, that's another one.
And I just never heard those before. I never heard Rain before.
Anything on Revolver, I'm all about. That's my favorite Beatles album. Yeah,
so damn, you crushed it.
I think that's their best album, Revolver. I think a lot of people say Sgt. Pepper, but I think Sgt. Pepper's when they're starting to get out there. I mean, it's still an amazing album.
I'd go with Sgt. Pepper. That's mine, but I get Revolver. Yeah.
All right.
It's when they're transitioning from pop band to
kind of thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, there were the early albums where they were just pop and, you know, 3 minute I Love You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then there were the three in the middle, that Revolver, Sgt. Pepper, and the other one.
Magical Mystery Tour? Or
no.
Submarine? Or...
No.
Oh,
shoot. Why can't I remember that? It's the album that the cover is the four of them, and it looks like a fisheye lens. I can't think of it now. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Whatever. Those three albums, to me, are their best. That's their best period, I thought.
So that was pretty good. Wow, you did.
Yeah, I think Annie would have enjoyed that. I don't think she would have gotten any of them, but she would have liked the songs, and she would be, she wouldn't be able to believe that you didn't know any of those or most of those songs.
Well, I don't go as deep on the Beatles. I mean, I like the hits and I like some of the deeper stuff, but
yeah,
I'm not. I know she was into the book, so that's why I picked those.
Yeah, but she would have enjoyed that.
I can pick others though. There's a lot more. So maybe.
Oh, there's thousands of Beatle covers. Shoot, I think the Enough's Enough's probably done 20.
I think the one that shocked me the most was the Ted Nugent one. It's like, really? Because it's not Ted singing. It's somebody else.
It's like, it didn't even sound like the other guy.
It's not St. Holmes. It's not St. Holmes. It's the guy after him.
Yeah, it didn't sound like him.
Charlie something. Charlie Hoon, I think.
Charlie Hoon. Not Shannon Hoon.
Charlie Hoon was the guy from Weekend Warriors in State of Shock, and I think he was gone after that.
All right.
And he went on to sing with Victory, a German band. Okay.
All right. Well, yours, I think, is probably one of the easiest I've done.
Thank God. You feel bad for me, didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, let's not get crazy.
All right. You got a point there.
But I just like these songs, so.
Okay.
The theme to this is, these are all songs that have snow in the title.
Snow in the title. Okay. All right, let me pull it up here. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Okay. All right. I think I did pretty well. Not sure about the first one. All right, so let's play this again. Here we go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Yeah.
Watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
That dude is so weird. We already talked about him earlier, but yeah, he showed up again. All right.
Yep.
Number one, is that Twisted Sister?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yep. You're correct.
Number one. Number two, I believe, is AC/DC.
That is correct. The song's called Snowballed.
Okay. What album is that on?
For Those About to Rock.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number three is Black Sabbath.
Yep, song called Snowblind.
And the fourth song is also called Snowblind. That's Styx.
That is correct.
Four for four. All right, number five, the voice gives it away on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Rush.
Yeah, who else has a song called By Tor and the Snow Dog?
Yeah, weird song.
Yeah, I was actually listening to the lyrics like, what the hell? Neil, what are you doing?
Neil was reading some weird book or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Number six is Frank Zappa and the Mothers.
That's right. Yellow Don't Snow. Eat the Yellow Snow.
So six for six? You made that.
Wow. I knew. As I was doing it, I'm thinking, oh, this is too easy. But it's fun. I like making these.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, we crushed it this week. Both of us.
Oof, we rule.
And I didn't think you were going to crush mine, but you did. So, you know, so since yours, the ones I made were much harder. So I'm going to give you the victory on this one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You got it. Mine were way too easy. But I don't know if they were easy for everybody out there, but for me, they were easy.
Yeah, well.
No 90s bands or 2000s bands. Jeez.
I thought about doing a 90s version of that and thought, I didn't even start researching it. Maybe I'll do it next time.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm going to be in Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania in 6 days.
I think we're going. Yeah, we'll be in Pennsylvania. We're going to see Mammoth next Saturday night.
Woohoo! Is it Sunday night?
Saturday night.
Okay. When is the I thought the football game. So we're going to the football game and Mammoth in the same day.
Yep.
Nice.
You better take a nap.
I'm going to be good to go.
Delaware versus Villanova on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Then we've got Mammoth Saturday night.
It's what's the name of the place we're going to?
The Keswick Theater.
Keswick Theater. How many people's a hold?
I'm gonna guess maybe 2,000.
Oh, okay, that's a nice size venue.
Yeah, it's maybe 1,500, something like that. It's not huge.
Yeah, but I like theater shows. I mean, you can see everything and you hear.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there before, right?
Yeah, I've seen Extreme there. I saw G3 there. I think those are the only two shows I've seen there. But, yeah, it's a small theater, and I think we have third row or fifth row.
Cool. So if anybody out there is going to be at that show, and if you can track Danny or I down – we'll get you something free. Maybe I'll buy you a concert shirt or something like that.
Hey, yeah.
So if you can,
you gotta tell us how you know us.
Yeah.
Hard Rock and Trivia
if
Show.
If you do, maybe we'll buy you a beer or something. That's probably it.
There you go. We can get beer there.
Beer or whatever beverage you want, we'll hook you up. Okay. That's if you can find us.
Yeah.
Then we might be the oldest guys there, so we may be not too hard to find.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. We'll see.
And Danny just muted because he coughed his brains out. So that's pretty
cool.
Oh,
man.
It worked, too. Woohoo.
Woo, yeah.
So hopefully you're not sick when I get there. So you better take some.
Well, I'm on the mend.
All right.
I'm a lot better than I was Friday. God.
Okay.
And I'll be in Chicago starting tomorrow through Thursday.
Oh, you're going to be in Chicago?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go there. I'm going tomorrow. Coming home Thursday. I think there's a Bulls game Wednesday evening. I might go to that.
That's cool.
We'll see. Or a Blackhawks. I don't know.
Yeah, so. I saw that you were at the Eagles-Cowboys game. That was a great game.
Oh, man, so good. Yeah, I thought for sure the Cowboys were going to score that last drive, but
I'm glad they didn't.
Stopped them on the 5-yard line. It was awesome.
But I looked at the crowd. Man, everybody looked like they were cold.
It wasn't bad. It was in the low 50s.
Yeah, that's cold to me.
Oh, geez.
You know what I was doing today? I was biking. It was like 80 degrees. I was biking this morning in my shorts and a T-shirt.
Well, you better bring socks and maybe a jacket or something for when you're here, because it's supposed to be in like the 50s while you're here.
Yeah, but in the
30s. The high of 50s.
Yeah, that's the high. For here, that's like people are frozen.
Well, y'all need to get seasons.
I got sweatpants. I think I got a pair of jeans, and I got some sweatshirts. So
you'll be fine.
I'll survive somehow.
Plus, we have stores here in Delaware.
What? You do?
There are stores that you can actually buy clothing.
You mean the looters haven't taken everything by now? Or does that happen around you guys?
No, not so much. There's some up in, you know, the bad parts of Philly.
Oh, okay. Well, in San Francisco and California and L.A., that's happens quite a bit. It actually happens around here occasionally.
Jeez.
In California, it's ridiculous because they made that rule where you can steal up to $900 worth of stuff. So the people took advantage. So they just go in and steal and walk out.
What kind of rule is that?
Oh, that's our California government. Oh, we can't punish them. So, yeah, what are they doing? They're stealing. Just stealing. Walk in, take things, and leave. It's unbelievable.
Can't do anything. $800.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a ticket, basically. So nobody stops them. It's like, okay. Well, some people are starting to stop them now, but it's ridiculous. Anyway, we're on a rant. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. While you're here, maybe we'll get you a Philly cheesesteak.
Woohoo!
A real one.
Yeah.
None of this bullshit.
No! The only thing I don't like, I don't like peppers. They don't have green peppers on them, do they?
No. You can get them whatever you want. Onions or not. You get them with provolone cheese or cheese whiz.
You prefer cheese whiz, don't you?
I usually will get provolone, but I also like getting the pork sandwich, which is not, it's a little bit different. Pork sandwich with sharp provolone. Oh, God almighty.
My mouth's already watering. I'm going.
It's so good. The cheesesteaks are beef, like they're sliced ribeye.
Nice.
And then cheese, and you can get it with or without onions.
Nice. I just won't eat the bread, but I'll eat everything else.
There you go.
Yes.
So freaking good.
All right. Cool. Looking forward to it. And I'm still waiting. That Smyrna, Delaware parade. I hope you people are ready for me. I'll be there on Monday.
Be there Monday. Yeah, we're going to do a parade right through Smyrna on the way to Clayton.
Woo, Clayton. Yeah.
Clayton, Delaware.
Coo-coo.
There is one light right in the middle.
Nice. I got to take a picture of that.
Yeah. And a country store right there at the light, and that's it.
I'm going to stand on the corner and wave, and all the cars are going to, hey, Mark's here, celebrity's here. Yeah, okay.
Get out of the road, you idiot.
Yep.
What's the matter with you?
That guy's a moron. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll see you Friday night.
All right, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks with a report on what happens.
Yes.
All right.
We'll have our own review of the Bama show.
Outstanding. Two-man review. First one in the history of this show.
That's right. Well, we did we did an M3 review.
That's right. Okay, the second one.
Yeah. Second one of all time.
All right.
Nice.